Welcome to a Wrong Heroes special collaboration episode. Today, I'm joined by two awesome guys called Nate from Nat One Presents. Make sure to follow them on Twitter and check out their show. But now, let's start the first episode called Le Toots Lattes. We'll start our adventure with Le Toots Lattes on their merry way towards Ember Grove. You are native to this part of the world. You're currently an Elderwitch. You're from a large region called Winterborn, from the Eldritch Woods. You've travelled across the country to Wildfront to seek easier business opportunities, as Winterborn is a little bit dangerous due to the heavy orc presence and the Mad King Gardarowl, who's an insane orc king. So you are heading through Wildfront on your way to Embergrove. You need your first part of this adventure is you need some supplies. You've got your special beans that are unique to Winterborn, and with that amazing taste that you've brought with you, you should be able to drum up quite a few customers along the way. But you need some other supplies. You need some fresh water, at least two casks of fresh water, some filters for the coffee machine that you have attached to the wagon, and then whatever else you guys think you would need to start your first day as Le Toots Lattes. Would you like to describe your two characters quickly?
I'm just a standard short goblin, but I do have an eye patch on my right side of the face and a snaggle tooth on my left side of the face. So that's my distinct feature. And I'm kind of very intent on just making coffee. That's my only goal in life.
I like it.
And then
you are Judd.
Yeah.
Judd, yes.
And then I'll be playing Ska. I'm a ratkin. So I look exactly like what you would expect, like a humanoid rat to look
Splinter.
Like. I'm thinking like Master Splinter, yeah. But kind of like middle-aged and like not like old wisdom mode, but like kind of old, like
younger
middle-aged
hipster
midlife Splinter. Crisis starting a coffee wagon mode. I'm very enthusiastic about being an entrepreneur.
Awesome.
But I'm also very concerned about our mixed race partnership, which I'm going to just keep referring to partnership. It's a business partnership, but I'm going to be vague about it a lot. I'm really concerned about the Goblin Union and how they think about having a ratkin involved.
Right. So you are heading down the road and you're not too far away from Elderwitch. I'm going to be using the same descriptions I used during the main show. So apologies if you already heard this. As you move through a small forest track, you come to a clearing. On the other side stands a small walled town, circling a stone keep on the furthest end away from you. Its battlements are chipped and war-torn, and the walls are marked and dented by what looks like cannon fire. Making your way closer now, you come to a stone gate. You see the gates are completely open at this point, and you see probably about 50-60 feet away from you, there are three, there's a group of three people, basically someone who is very, very tall, and then this another male who's very short, and then this other guy who's quite furry and stuff. They look like they're having an argument, and then weirdly the guy who's quite furry turns into a panther and runs off into the forest. The other two go off chasing this panther. It's quite weird, but as you get closer to the town, you can see that there's just shouting and jeering. Everyone's quite angry as you come up towards the large stone gates. And obviously you're dragging your wagon behind you, but this is quite fortunate because it's normally quite hard to get into Ember Grove, and you've got an easy in. So as you head on through into Ember Grove, you start to hear a lot of angry voices and a lot of confused people. They seem to be arguing about those three strangers that you saw leave the village. Some of them are shouting, they should have been hung for their crimes. I can't believe they just got left scot-free. And then other people, you can hear whispering, saying things like, I heard that it was actually alchemists that killed Agnes and Garrett. And I heard they were having an affair. So there's quite a mixed bag of people who were, some seem angry, some seem confused. Then you hear, as you pull your wagon further into the village, people are sort of like so focused on their own anger and stuff. They're not really paying attention to the fact that this goblin and Ratkin has just dragged this small wagon into their little village. And then you hear at the very back of the village, near where you saw the castle, well, it's kind of like the keep, there's a guy standing on a sort of like a wooden platform. He's an older guy. He's got a sort of long white beard. He's got he's quite thinning on top, so he's got this sort of scraggly grey hair flapping in the wind. Seems to be a little bit more well dressed than the other basic villagers. And you can hear him sort of shouting at the top of his voice. Tomorrow, Agnes and Garrett will be buried in plots 23 and 22. And then people just start going crazy, just being like, what do you mean? 22 and 23, we don't have the space for that. And the judge is, the guy at the back is basically just saying, don't worry, no. Those three murderers have paid for the funeral costs and we don't need to worry. But everyone is still going apeshit at this point. And he's like, everyone needs to calm down. Just everybody calm down. All right, let's just try and sort this out. And the funeral will be at 9 a.m. tomorrow. All right, everyone disperse. Go back to your lives. Go back to your normal. And he just sort of stumbles away, just worried that he's going to get attacked by his village folk. So you are basically standing now in the village square, but you need supplies. So what are you guys going to do now?
Scar, did you hear that? They have a funeral coming up. And you know what people love at funerals? Coffee. And what do we carry? We got coffee.
Yeah, we sure do. But, you know, this isn't quite how I remembered Embergrove, you know? I thought it was like a nice place, you know? Like bed and breakfasts and merchants on the street swapping wares, you know? Like, we don't talk a lot about funerals here, you know? They're very expensive, honestly. But, so I'm a little off put by all these people. You think we're safe, you know, with, you know, you being a goblin, me being a ratkin? Is this a good place to draw a lot of attention?
I haven't noticed any difference. All I care about is getting some coffee made for the people for the funeral tomorrow. They need to try our fresh Winterbone beans. They need to get on it. But now we need water, for sure. And then lately, I've only been using what leftover I have on my loincloth for the filter, and I think people here are going to notice that. They're a little bit more highbrow than that. They're going to notice that I've been using my own undergarments for a coffee filter. So we need to get fresh filters for this place.
Okay, a few questions. Have you been filtering my coffee with your... You know, don't answer that.
That's fine. Besides the point.
That's fine. Listen, I'm going to look in your eyes, and I'd like to see like how dilated your pupils are right now. do I have to roll like a medicine check for anything, or can I just probably see that?
Roll me a perception check.
It's a 17 on the die.
How how tweaked do you appear, Judd?
Pretty bad.
We've been out of water for days. I've been straight snorting these Winterbourne beans, man. I've been crushing them up and just right up the nose, you know? But we need to get going on this. We gotta jump ahead while we have a chance. All these people are gonna want coffee and we need to get in there.
Okay, all right. Let's do some... Remember those breathing exercises I showed you?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Well, let's just do a couple quick ones because you are stressing me out.
Okay.
Like the whole like angry mob thing, nothing compared to you right now. Okay. So ready? So no, breathe out. Oh God. Okay. All right. You know what? It's fine. Okay. Yeah. Let's go. We you're right. Let's get the water. Let's get the casts. Let's get
the filters.
The filters. All right. I'm in. Do you remember where the market is? I'm kind of thrown off. There's so many people. I don't even really remember the street. It's like this place is a different town, you know?
I don't remember anything.
Okay.
You're in the market square right now. This is the largest part of Ember Grove. You can see that there is a lot of stalls and stuff already open. And it's just that a lot of people are starting to disperse now. So you can start to see that there are some traders who have basically paused to run out the strangers. But now they're trying to reorganize their apple carts and all the manner of other bits and ends.
Oh, Judd. Okay. People are dispersing. I'm getting my bearings now. Okay. I think we're just are we down this way? Well, I see some pliers. Perhaps some people might have what we're looking for. I'm wondering, can you just bring
excuse me? Do you want any fruit? I've got wonderful apples and the pears.
I don't want to talk to that guy. You talk to that guy. We don't need apples. We need water and filters.
I got this.
Okay. Do you like oranges?
Oh, yes. A big fruit fan. Yes, huge. Yeah. But not what we're looking for. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen a banana before?
That's exotic. Maybe we should get that.
I can only focus on one.
Pineapple.
Oh, good boy.
A pineapple. Okay. Look at this.
So I'm looking for some filters. Do you have any coffee filters? We have just the very standard brewing equipment. And anybody in the market that would maybe have some of that?
No, but I've got green gauges. You seen this?
It pulls up this weird sort of spiky fruit.
Do you like this? This is like eating, isn't it?
Have I ever seen this before? Does it like look no like some really foreign?
It we might like need that.
It looks like they've basically taken an apple and stuck cloves into it to make it look different than everything else.
I'm really interested in that. We might need that.
Will you chill out if I get you the fake apple?
For now.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a green gauge.
Sure. Well, okay. Green gauge. Yeah. Well, how much for the green gauge?
Good stuff. Ah, 10 copper.
It's kind of a lot for.
Oh, it's special. Fruit, it's one of a kind. They don't grow around it. I had to get it imported.
Yeah.
It's imported, Scott.
Okay. Just leave the bartering to me. Okay.
Okay. Right, yeah. Okay, sorry.
How, you know, we're just on a budget because we are here for filters and some other stuff and we only got so much. So can we eight copper?
Five will do.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's very generous. Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
That's great.
Passes you this weird apple.
Okay, yeah, and count out take five copper.
If you want anything out, I'd suggest you go up to the general store. Hey, it's just over there.
And this old woman points towards you. And you can see that there's one of the only shops that is actually a building. It's a small sort of wooden structure. And you can see that they're sort of hand-painted across the top is, hand-painted words, general store.
You go over there, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for. Bye.
The little lady wanders off.
Is it like, was she at like a booth, or she was just wandering the streets?
Wandering around. Basically has a load of, like, just veg in her arms, just wandering around.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
It's like that time we got scammed with the blood orange.
Okay, well, you got your green gauge, and I don't know how I missed the very obvious only structure in the market that clearly is a general store, but I think that's where we can find what we got. So let's head on over.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll mosey down.
Okay, so along a westerly path towards the main gate is a small building of two stories. Outside is a blue wooden sign swaying in the wind. It reads General Store, written in wonderful calligraphy. Through the creaky wooden door is the store. Wow, I didn't realize that rhymed. Many shelves and freestanding units hold everyday items from backpacks, tents, torches, and the like. In the left corner, there's a little stand with trinkets displayed over the surface. Some in glass bowls, others boxes themselves, ornately designed. A little sign hangs over the stall. It reads, Treasure Trades. And there's a quite large humanoid of a blue colouring with soft features and big curly red hair. She sticks to talking to an elderly man. His back is hunched and has a walking stick on his side. After a moment, the large humanoid greets you. Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Yes, yes. We're here to peruse some of your wares. We're looking specifically for some coffee brewing items.
Filters!
Yep, filters for sure. Okay. And also some fresh water for sure. We need at least 2 casks.
Oh, okay. Well, I can do you the water if that's what you're looking for. But I don't have any of the filters. But I can tell you where you could go get some.
Oh, yes, please do. I hear health and safety in this city is very, very serious. So we definitely need more of those.
Yes, so I can do you the casks. Is there anything else you'll need? I mean, I do sell a lot of things.
What do you think, Jed? Do anything else? I want to be ready. If we're really going to sell at someone's funeral tomorrow, which, questionable ethics aside...
Going through our stocks, the only thing we were even a little bit short on was Minotaur cream. Like, fresh Minotaur cream. You know, from Minotaur.
Yeah, no, I can...
That's the only other thing we were short on.
Yes.
But if they don't even have coffee filters here, why would... They're not going to have Minotaur cream.
What else? You're not putting that in the coffee, right? I guess I really haven't been up on the what's in the
recipe. You worry about the front of the business, and I'm in the back making it. So don't you worry.
Okay, well...
How do you add that?
Don't worry about it. I have my ways of finding certain things. Maybe I just call it Minotaur cream.
Okay, no, we're good. Thank you. How much for the 2 casks of fresh water?
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably about 10 silver. So 5 silver each. So I can do it for you for like 8. But it's a big cask. You have a lot of water. It comes from a very good stream that's not too far from here, so it's not like, you know, shitty water. It's a good quality stuff.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. You guys are so generous here. Everybody quotes me a price lower than MSRP. It's fantastic. Honestly, this is great. This is a great place for us to do business. I'm getting good feelings.
Are you starting a business then?
I mean, we've already been in business, but we're just looking for the right place, you know? Like, we are very, very niche. We have, like, a very specific product, and we're just looking for the right people who are going to appreciate it.
And won't kick us out!
Well, of course, yes. Are you selling a coffee then? Are you just selling the coffee things, or are you making the drinks? What is it?
Go ahead and give our elevator pitch, Judd. I know you've been working on really hard on this.
Latutes lattes. We make the best winterborn bean coffee ever. I've been working on it. How did it come out? Did it come out good?
That's pretty good.
It's been worse. It's definitely been worse. So
I like it. Yes. So you're selling fresh coffee from winterborn. Oh, this is so. That's very nice. Oh, would you be able to make me a cup? Like when you're ready. I mean, but I will.
We need those filters.
Okay.
You're definitely gonna want filters.
Gotta wait.
Yeah, don't worry. I can tell you where to get them. But the thing is, but I tell you now, you may be able to do like a stall maybe tomorrow. But after that, I don't think you'll be allowed to stay. Oh, only because we just don't have the room. There is so many people here. I mean, I'm sure you heard outside when everyone was shouting. We don't have the space for even burying our own people.
I see where this is going. Well, we've faced a lot of challenges in our day, you know, and for a place called Ember Grove, you really have a surprisingly finite amount of space, but it's fine. Thank you for the info. We'll rise to the challenge, and I assure you, you'll be seeing more of us.
Okay. Well, I hope so. I enjoy your day, and I hope you find it. But anyway, I need to tell you where to go. You need to go to the mill. The mill is just to like the sort of the far west of the town. They have they use this very fine cloth for their grain separation. They've got so much of it. I reckon they would sell you some if you asked kindly. That I would say that's your best bet.
Notice how she said kindly.
I absolutely did.
Okay.
I absolutely did. Yeah, no, thank you.
Emphasis on kindly.
Okay,
in
we're
bold.
Done here.
Bold Italian.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll head over. You said these are really heavy, right? These are can we like Do we each have to carry one of these casks of water casks?
Well, you they have casks, so you could probably roll them. You know, barrels roll. You don't have to pick them up.
I don't know if
I am super tired. Jed is smart enough tone.
For that.
I imagine you like on top of it, like trying to run on top of it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Just lay it over, and yeah, that's a great suggestion. We'll go ahead and probably best we get this back to the cart,
which, right away.
You know, I wonder, did we just leave that parked in the middle of the town?
Was yeah.
That, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably not concerning since our entire business and.
I couldn't stay with it. I had to make sure you went and got the filter.
Oh, I'm not blaming you. Why is everybody so defensive?
It seems
today?
Like you're really touchy today.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. Let's go. Let's go back to the car.
Thank you. You're a rat person.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. So you head outside. You can see there's a few people basically eyeing up your cart. There's a few like old people that are going, oh, what's this? Well, what's this pretty thing do? And they're like pulling on some levers and like kind of kicking the sides of the wheels and stuff, going, oh, who left this here? Ain't no room for this nonsense.
Hey, that's ours. Hey, hands off.
All right. And they all sort of scatter.
I swear to goodness, it's like in Embergrove. Once you turn 55, same accent, same voice.
I think next time we leave the cart, we put up a sign saying, this cart belongs to a rat person. Stay away or else you get the rabies.
Ooh, probably not good. As a food and beverage servicer, but yeah. I like where your head's at. Go ahead and jot that down. And okay. You remember that idea notebook I told you to have? Yeah, just keep putting stuff in there.
Okay.
And then I will do something with that at some point.
Okay. I really need to learn to write.
It's just like I look over and it's just like scribbles.
X's and O's.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, so we load the casks.
Yeah, we got get the water to the cart.
Do you remember, Jared, where did she, I remember what, we had to go, he said, over to the west, the far west?
To the mill to get the filters that we need, because you don't want what I've been using.
No, it sounds like you've already given it to me, but yeah, we absolutely don't want that. And listen, I was kidding earlier, but I was also serious. The health inspectors in this area, insane.
Okay.
Insane. They just show up sometimes. They don't even tell you. They just show up at your business. Boom, you know? And within like the next like lunar whatever period, you could be closed down, you know? This is all we got, Judd. So
are you saying I should wash my hands? And like he holds up his hands and he looks down and just like caked with dirt and grime. Like nails are super long and nasty. Like,
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know,
okay.
Did you watch the presentation, the health and safety thing that I put together?
I was more interested in our winter bone beans.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, let's. Why don't you go find somewhere to wash your hands, or we can use a little bit of the fresh water. Just a little bit. We need to save that.
Well, they said something too about a stream up there. Is that close to the mill? I don't know my way around town.
I don't know either. Just wash your hands real quick, and then. Okay. Great. Yeah. Thank you. No. Oh, don't just spit. Okay. Spitting on your hands is not.
I'll redo it.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm like looking out. No, don't do it. You're good. Okay, let's go. All right, let's go. Let's head over to the mill.
The mill.
What? Good Lord. This is taking all day. You know, we went to a merchant, to the store, and then we got to go to the mill. You know, it'd be great if they just had all of this in one place. But
it's almost like a finite number of side quests to get to our actual quest.
Yeah, you've been playing too many games. Just focus on the task ahead.
Okay.
You as you head through the village, you see that old lady who's selling the fruit. She's like hobbled in a corner behind a house, just by like sticking cloves into apples, like green gauges, fresh green gauge. Oh, it looks at you a bit sheepish. It's like, and then runs away.
Scott's just gonna like sigh, like he had no doubt that was these. You know,
they're obviously not that rare. If she could just make them.
But we got you one, and who knows? You know, here, actually, try a piece of this. Like, here, try this clove. How fresh is this?
I've had better.
Yeah, okay. Something we could put in our coffee, maybe?
I wouldn't want to ruin the taste of our beans.
Okay, all right. No. Well, fair enough. We just keep on going.
So towards the east of the village, you see a large mill. There's a wheel slowly turning in a subtle breeze. Large crates and casks sit outside alongside bales of hay stacked up. A younger female in simple clothing and a dark apron stands talking to a middle-aged gentleman with salt and pepper black hair and a medium-sized beard. Their appearances appear stern, both their arms are crossed, and they're sort of like staring off into the village square below. As you walk towards them, their faces change to a more friendlier look. The woman walks off, grabbing a small cask, heading inside the mill. And the guy's like, hello, how can I help you?
Remember, be nice.
Why don't you give this one a shot?
I don't know if I should talk to him. I'm kind of, you know.
Okay. Hello, yes. We were referred by the kind proprietor of the general store. And we were looking for some cloth filters, some of those special grain, filtered devices that you possess.
Please.
Do you have any of those?
Well, yeah, you're looking for the, it's like, we use a certain type of cloth, really. You're looking for, you want to just have some, like, strips of the cloth? I mean, I'm sure we could, like, cut you some off if you were willing to pay, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. But we need, you got, like, a wholesale kind of bulk deal. Like, we're some coffee vendors. So we use it for coffee brewing. And we have some big prospects coming up. And we think, we hear you're some of the best, so yeah, we'd love to get like a bulk order going.
A whole bolt, if we could.
Well, yeah, I could probably sort you out a reel. That will last you probably a lifetime, really. I mean, obviously, we would use a reel per quart of harvest. So you know, we get through it quite quick. But I imagine if you're just using it to put your coffee through, this will, like I said, it will last you forever, really. I imagine it's not too expensive neither. You know, it'll only run you about 5 gold for the reel.
How much money do we have?
I don't know, but it's a fantastic question, frankly. But I think that's a lot of what we have left.
Oh, but we do need it. I guess we could hold off on the Minotaur cream. Because we definitely need those filters.
Oh, yeah, I use that. I use that in my boils, that Minotaur cream. Yeah. it's pretty good
it
stuff.
It works wonders in coffee, too. It's amazing.
Really?
I love it.
Really, really versatile.
Well, I'll try next time having a coffee. Will you just slather it in or put it around the rim or what is it?
Well, just come to the shop and I'll show you how to do that add properly in there and you can buy a coffee. It'll be great.
Can't give away all our secrets.
So do you look, so you want the reel? I can, you know, get my wife to grab it.
Yeah. If 5 gold is the best you can do, then yeah, that's
well, that's what we buy them for. So, you know, swap, basically.
You buy them for?
Yeah, we buy them for 5 gold each.
Well, where do you buy them from?
Oh, we'll get them imported.
Okay.
It's a special type of cloth. They only make in Dystar, and it's, to the far south of Elderwitch. It's quite a long time.
Okay. Yeah. No.
But you
that's
know,
fine.
They make the best. They make the best cloth in Elderwitch.
That's good to know. That's great. We always like to know exactly where our wares come from. We're very big on, but you know, it's from farm and table type deal, like the whole process. So that's fantastic. Yeah. Go ahead and grab us a reel, and then we're ready to do business.
Cobb, you get us one of those reels, love.
That was great. You did great. You were so nice to that guy. I'm so proud of you.
I know. I get a little annoyed. Like, they all explain where things are as if, like, we don't know where anything is. Yeah, like, I'm from here. Like, yeah, I'm a giant rat, but I got navigation, you know? I got skills.
Right.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Hi.
A few minutes. The woman sort of comes out and she's like pushing this reel of cloth towards you. Goes, there you go. What did we say? It was five gold. Yeah, just it was swap based. Yeah, don't we need this? The cop's like, no, we're all right. Yeah, got more than enough. So yeah, that's 5 gold then, lads.
Ooh, this is really some of our last money, but
just think about where you got your coffee this morning.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rapidly count. Put it the quickest 5 gold you've ever given out.
Yes, absolutely.
So he takes the money, rolls you the reel. Like, oh, good luck then, lads. Well, I'll probably see you around then, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if you're going to be at tomorrow's funeral, we'll be distributing the event. We're going to have a sponsor almost.
No, we're not.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. You come check it out. I'm sure you're going
to
love it.
I'll show you how to add that cream.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the cream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I'll get my wife looking, trying to find it. Yeah, yeah. Great. Anyway, good luck, lads. See you later.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, Judd. Listen. Don't you guys stop giving away all of our ingredients, especially because the more you tell me about our recipe, the less confident I'm becoming. Like, stick with the wintergreen beans, or
winterborn beans.
Winterborn beans, yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you. Well, you don't share the recipe, so I don't. Yeah,
right.
Go ahead. Just go. You can stick with that. Fresh water. We can talk about that. We can talk about the stream it comes from. But do not anything else you put in there. And I got a feeling it's a lot. Just leave that out.
There's only like 27 other ingredients I put in our coffee.
That is a lot. That is a lot for our lattes.
Right.
Okay.
I think about it all the time. That's all I ever think about.
All right. Okay.
Well, okay. I'll keep it that short. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I appreciate the work you do.
You're so touchy today.
No, it's just, you know, like I said, we literally entered and there was like a mob. Did you notice there was vegetables? Like they clearly had like thrown vegetables at somebody.
I saw that exotic banana you wouldn't buy me.
Oh my
God. It was exotic. Instead, you get me the green gauge.
You asked for the green. That's the one you wanted.
Well, she tricked me.
Okay.
I wanted the banana.
All right. Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I just make coffee. So let's go back and make coffee now.
Yeah. Yes. We got everything we need. We're in good supply. Okay. So we head back to the marketplace where we.
Okay.
Rat man.
No. So you head back to the village square. A lot of people have left it now. It's starting to get darker at this point. So where are you guys going to stay for the night?
It's been a while. I know there used to be this bed and breakfast. There was a really sweet owner, but I don't remember the name of it. You know, do you remember where we can stay? Because, you know, you got to be careful where you go. Some places you can get something called IPOP. I never even heard of it, but it sounds disgusting.
Wow.
Literally. So, yeah. What are your thoughts? Do you know where we can stay?
To be completely honest with you, Scott, I usually just strip down naked and climb into the bag of coffee beans.
I wish you told me less. I wish you told me less.
What's wrong with that? It robusts it, you know?
Robusts isn't a verb.
It's not?
Oh, you don't know how to write.
No.
Okay. Yeah, so, well, I'm not familiar. I only remember one bed and breakfast in the neighborhood, and it's kind of fuzzy. It's been a little while. So can we look around for a place to stay?
You don't want me sleeping in the beans?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Thanks.
Roll me an investigation check.
I got a 7.
Ooh, 7.
I just keep looking at those damn beans.
So you're sort of like humbling around, moving the car. It's obviously difficult because, as I mentioned, Ember Grove is a very small place. It's very tightly knit. You can see it's building upon building. It's very much... like it's basically like Hong Kong, I think, where they're just literally just building on top of buildings with, you know, there's no more space. You are just building and building and building higher and higher. So you can see that it's not the best construction, most of the city, so the village. So it's hard to get your cart through these very narrow streets and mostly, you know, you get to the point where you're having to like back up, go back into the village, the center, turn around. And eventually you see two militia who are, they sort of like come over, they got the spears and go, hello, who are you? What are you up to at this time of night?
Oh, thank goodness. We're a little lost. We're having trouble navigating with our wagon behind us. We're just looking for a place to stay, you know?
Just simple merchants.
Don't you live here?
No, I mean, we've been here a long time ago. I have some friends and whatnot, but no, we're not technically residents.
Well, I don't remember seeing you come in. What's your business in Ember Grove?
Coffee.
Yeah, we're sponsors for tomorrow's funeral. I don't even know who died, honestly.
Old people.
Yeah, definitely. They wanted to. It's a big ordeal. This city's been through so much from what I can tell, and they brought us in to just to be like the sole vendor of the event. So we're just
Right. What, you like official state sponsors of state funeral coffee
yes,
suppliers?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
That's us.
Yeah.
That's pretty special. Whoa. All right. Well, where are you headed now? Obviously, you've got to find somewhere. You can't be sleeping on the streets. So yeah, where are you staying?
Well, could you help us with that? There's, you know, I don't really remember. I just, my memory's so blurry here, but I know there was a bed and breakfast. Is there anywhere nearby, especially where we could maybe park the wagon?
Oh, well, yeah. Obviously, the main inn is obviously, I'm sure you've already, this is why you're here, of course. The two owners
but tell us anyway.
Viciously murdered in their beds. Oh. So that would be normally the place I'd send you. But there is one other place. It's not as nice, but it will do for a night. That's the best I can tell you.
Yeah, that's all we need is one night.
Just I'll sleep with the dead bodies. I don't care.
No, he won't. Oh, okay. He won't do that. Sorry, that's weird.
What? I'll try and ignore that. if you go up to Anil, it's just up that road over there, and he's pointing to the north. You go up there and you turn to left, and there'll be a small sign that says Anil Jewelry, basically. She sells jewelry, but sometimes she lets out the sort of second floor of her house to people who were, you know, if Agnes and Garrett's place was too full, you know, hey, we've been. I'm sure they'll have you in. I don't think they've got anyone staying there tonight.
Yeah, with a name like Anil Jewelry, I imagine they're not super busy all the time. So yeah, thank you. That's a great tip. And we're pretty desperate.
Good earrings. I made good earrings, I hear.
Beads. All kinds of stuff.
Beads, especially them beads. They go around your neck. You know, I think they call it a pearl necklace or something like that. I'm not too sure. I'm not much of a jewelry fan myself.
No, neither are us.
But my wife loves those pearl necklaces, apparently.
Oh, wow. Okay, lots of information here. Thank you so much, kind sir, welcome. Kind militia. You are
How long are you staying in Ember Grove, if you don't mind me asking?
Just for the evening. We have tomorrow's event, and then we'll ship right out. We're actually somewhere kind of off the road. We're looking to change locations and kind of do some off-road bending, so...
Well, that would probably be your best bet. Yeah, I don't. There ain't much room here in Ember Grove. I mean, you look around.
That's what I hear.
We've got buildings upon building. I mean, I've been telling my wife Josephine, we've got to leave. We should get out of here. Go up to Coldend where they've got more room. But you know, she loves this place, and what can you do?
You should go. That'd be nice. You know, you got to stretch your wings and leave the small town behind you.
Maybe, yeah.
Sky, yeah, I made a friend.
You're right, little goblin. I'm going to go tell my wife. He drops his spear and just wanders off.
Wow.
And the guy next to him is like, where are you going? John?
He's going to go live his life.
Oh, bloody hell. The guy runs after him.
Judd, I feel very not secure here. I don't know if it's the militia that abandoned their posts or the fact that people keep telling me there's no room for us here, you know, but it's just, I don't feel like this is the place for us. But let's go check out the Anil Jewelry place.
Maybe people are just shook up from the murder, or maybe that's why they murdered. Like, not enough room, be like, well, I'm going to kill you, and then now look, there's two spots opened up.
That was my favorite bed and breakfast, by the way, but I'm not even going to go into that. Okay. I can't believe that is whose funeral is tomorrow. It's like small world, right?
Who would have, that's a small town.
Small town.
Let's go to the Anil Jewelers.
Yeah. Okay. Let's check it out.
Okay, so you drag the wagon along, and you follow the directions the militia gave you. And then you come to, like, it is a three-story building, and it says on the side, Anil Jewelry. Very crudely painted, so yeah, it could easily be misconstrued as anal. you can see there's a light on in one of the rooms near the front, near the door.
Remember to be nice.
Okay, when you say that, that makes me more wound up. You know?
Sorry.
Okay, listen. It's like if I tell you remember to be clean. It's like I'm implying you're not clean.
I'm not.
Okay. All right. Great. I'm gonna knock and Judd, please. Like, it's kind of late now, so your tweaker behavior is a little even more sketch than normal. So,
okay.
Yeah. Just play it cool. Play it cool.
I'm nothing but cool.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. It's been hours. Those beans should have worn off by now.
I have a little pouch that I keep with me, and I put it on a mirror, and I have a long pinky nail, and I scoop it up and I just rip right up in there, you know, just to keep it going.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna, again, long nails, not sanitary.
Okay.
We're just, okay, let's go.
I'll jot it in my notebook again.
Okay, so,
anal lady. Oh, sorry, you're doing the talking. I'm sorry. Oh.
The door opens. Oh, hello.
Yes, yes, hello.
Oh, I'm closed at the moment.
We're not here for your pearl necklaces, unfortunately.
Heard they're lovely.
Heard they're lovely, yeah.
Oh, best in the city.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow. And you're, yeah. Look, we're just here for, we hear you also rent out like spaces or rooms where we could park our, we're vendors. We're just here for a night. We just need one night to you know, put our stuff aside and have a place to sleep. Oh.
Well, yes, of course. Come in. Come on in. You could put the cart around the back if you like.
Perfect, perfect.
She wants me to put the cart around the back.
Yeah. Can you go take care of that? I think that's something you're competent at.
Okay, yeah. I've just been lugging it around through the city all day. I'll just carry it the last 20 feet to the back. Don't worry about me.
Perfect. Yes, thank you, kind ma'am. Yes, please. Can I come
you're
in?
Welcome.
We're parched and we're exhausted and we just need a place to rest our heavy heads.
Yes. And you take it in. And it's a simple... Basically, you can see that she's opened up the door to her house, and she explains that on the other side is where the entrance to the shop is. She says, yes, it's just on these stairs. It's only 3 silver the night. That's okay.
I don't even have enough money for this. I'm just kind of like looking through my like empty purse. And be like, yes, we can pay upon checking out, correct?
Yes, it's fine. Don't worry.
Perfect. How do you like coffee? Are you a big coffee person?
Oh, yes. I'm quite the dabbler in the espresso.
Oh, yeah. Well, we make a mean espresso. We're actually, I don't know if you've heard, we're the official city vendors of the tomorrow's funeral event.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, we'll be making... Yeah, it's great. Really, really bringing some ray of light to a pretty dark, otherwise gloomy day. Listen, maybe we could arrange some kind of service trait. Maybe we, you know, set you up with a bunch of espresso stuff, or maybe you and your customers, and then maybe we don't pay you for staying. I mean, we could talk it over in the morning, you know, either way.
Well, yes, I'm always up for a barter.
Yes, awesome, excellent, great. Well, yeah, if you could I don't know if I should wait for Judd. It's kind of taken a while.
Yeah, did I come back yet?
Yeah, so you've headed around the back, and there's just this small goat pen, basically, and there's a really shifty goat looking at you. It's just like, his eyes are squinted, and he's just like munching on this curler.
Son of a bitch.
You get the sense, he's looking at you like, what are you doing here? Who are you?
What are you looking at, goat? No, Scott said I need to relax, but the look on this goat.
I'm going to go over there and get face to face with this goat.
Like, doesn't break eye contact. It just squints a little bit harder.
Ooh. All right, I'm fucking intimidated.
Chews even harder.
Yeah. All right.
You can see its feet just like pushing hay back.
All right, you keep that up. All right, I'm coming back, and I got one friend, and he's a rat man. And you watch it, all right? Go.
I leave. I go run back inside because that goat is scaring the shit out of me right now.
Okay. So you lead the wagon down the back and you escape. So basically you've gone around the front and you see Scar there.
Scar!
What's going on, Judd? You look like you've seen a ghost.
There's a demon out there.
A what?
A demon. You should go out there and give him a piece of your mind. He's out there menacingly.
Oh, is someone messing? Is our stuff even going to be safe back there?
It's not someone. It's something.
Oh, that's just Jeremy. Don't worry about him. That's how he looks.
Who's Jeremy? Is there a person back there?
It's a demon. Goat.
No, it's a goat, not a demon.
Oh my goodness, Judd, he's a goat.
You should have saw the murderous intent in his eyes. I bet he's the one who killed the old people.
That's no such thing. Good Lord.
I'm not using my imagination here, Scar. I'm not doing this again. I swear he had a machete in one
late.
Of his
it's
cloven
so late,
hooves.
Judd, it's so late. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine if she said, what was his name again? Jerry?
Jeremy the demon.
Jeremy.
I can't forget a name of an evil thing.
Okay, yeah, let's sleep on it. And, innocent before proven guilty. I'm sure the goat's not going to do anything horrible.
You sleep, I'll keep watch.
Oh, Jed. Okay. Let's go up to the room.
Okay. So you go to the room. It's just a simple room. There's a straw bed in the center with a small chest of drawers in the other corner. There's a place where you can light a candle on a small table next to the bed. And that's it. She sort of takes you in with a lit candle. She lights the candle in your room. And she wishes you a good night and closes the door.
Good night, anal lady.
Good night.
You know, I really thought this place would smell worse, but it's actually quite clean, quite cleanly.
It's very nice, except for the demon outside.
Judd, listen,
you look out the window, and the goat is just like staring back, looking up the window, just chewing more and more menacingly.
Well, admittedly, that's pretty odd. I'll give you
see
that.
See what I'm saying? Look at him.
But it's a goat. What's he gonna do? Like hop on his, you know, like. Change into a person and
I'm a goblin and you're a rat person and we sell coffee. We've seen stranger shit, man.
I need you to rest. I need you in tip-top shape.
I can't rest while he's watching me.
Listen, I arranged, we're running real low on coin here, okay? So I arranged with the shopkeep that we'll give her some supplies for some espresso. She's a big espresso fan. And she'll let us stay for free tonight, probably. Okay. We didn't like totally agree to it, but she didn't totally not agree to it. So it should be fine. So tomorrow I need you to maybe do the talking, sell her on the espresso, and don't tell her if you put any weird shit in it, and you do not, just leave that out.
Okay, now that we're back on beans, you should know I don't have to say one word. One sip of my espresso, and she'll let us live here forever.
Okay, well, we don't want to live here forever, but I like...
Especially with Jeremy outside staring at me.
Let the product speak for itself. That's okay. Okay. So here, is there one bed or two in this
room? Just the one.
In this room. Yeah. So
it's a big bed, though. It's like a human-sized bed, so...
Yeah.
Now, you can have the bed. I'm just... You know, you're a rat. You can have the bed.
I'm going to sing... There's this, like, lullaby that I sing you, like, each night.
like, to, for the like, whole crew. Sun's getting real low, big fella.
Yeah. So come on, get your stuff ready. Get some comfy clothes, and I'll hum the song of it.
Yeah. Winter Born Beings.
It's just a jingle from like the commercial from the Winter Born Beings. but you don't know any better, so.
Yeah, instantly I'm like,
Winter Born Beings.
And then with that, I'll like kind of tuck myself in as well. And Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this very special one shot with our friends over at Nat One Presents. Now, if you want to listen to episode 2, you're going to have to go over to their channel. But don't worry, the link is in our show notes below this episode. Also, don't forget to support us both on Patreon. It's only £1 and $1. Also, follow us on Twitter at The Wrong Heroes and Nat One Presents. So I'll see you in the next episode.